All right, Bears beat the Redskins 31-15. Welcome to the postgame show, brought to you by Miller Lite. This is Redline Radio. Chief, you like the slim cans?
I love the slim cans. Easy to hold, easy to pack in a cooler. It's a great, great can.
Yeah, so thank you to Miller Lite, the presenting sponsor of Redline Radio. Before we get to the game, we do have to talk about our day. We do have to talk about our viewing experience. If you don't know, our office is a shithole, to say the least, right? I mean, everyone... People are shitting on our TV.
It's our shithole, yes. Though.
All we have are metal chairs. We have one recliner. So about noon today, I kind of reached out to the Twitter sphere, and I said, hey, we need a couch. If there's anyone out there who's got an old couch laying around, as long as it hasn't been puked on, pissed on, we will take it. Just bring it over. Love seat, preferably, because we were limited on space. Luckily, we were welcomed by Eric, the couch guy, who Eric is going to talk a little bit here on the show. Eric, thanks for bringing us a couch, man, and where'd you find this fucking thing?
So it actually wasn't my couch. I went on Facebook and just bought it to bring it over. I thought that would be pretty funny. So
it was, and like got the job done. It was a good couch. Now Ed's talking about our shithole office. I walked in. I think it was you and Dave were already there. I walked in. Eddie was over the moon. He's like, "We got a great setup now. We got a great setup. We got a Facebook couch. We got a 30-inch TV." And Eddie like genuinely couldn't be happier about it.
Yeah, I went on the Facebook Marketplace, searched Love Seat, and found one for like 40 bucks.
What's your search radius? How far out from your location?
I got it somewhere up north, the Redwood neighborhood. But
how far
were
you willing to drive is what I want to know.
As long as it was in the city, I was going to grab it.
All right, he's not going to Huntley.
But yeah.
He'll go to Old Town.
Yeah, but like he would go to Old Town.
Yeah, no, Eric, we appreciate it. So, I mean, we said it's a shithole. Carl kind of stuck up for her there. What do you think? What was your take of the office?
The office is kind of, I saw some videos before. It's kind of what I expected, but you guys seem to make do, so.
And how did you enjoy watching the game with us? Who did you find to be a great viewing partner, I guess?
Love seat buddy.
Yeah, my love seat buddy, Chief. But no, all you guys are great, and thanks for having me.
Did Chief touch your knee?
Only by accident. It was just once.
All right, Eric, the couch guy, we appreciate it, man. You got a nice bottle of vodka we gave you, and you got a nice T-shirt, so we got a couch.
And as we said during the game, you always have a spot on the couch, but that's just you. You can't extend that to a friend.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
only while working hours. Yes. You don't have key privileges, but it's between 9 and 5, and we're here, and you just show up. You're like, yo, can I just sit on the couch for a little bit?
Correct.
That's your couch.
You're in.
We're just hanging on to it.
Correct. All right. Well, I appreciate that, guys, so.
All right, Eric, we appreciate you, man. Thank you for doing that. All right, boys, primetime winner, 31-15. How's everybody feeling? Chief seems
swoosh.
A little like...
I feel great.
How many times are you swooshing
it? Swoosh it back.
Swoosh.
All right, Bears win on primetime. Boys, how are we feeling, Chief? You were a little down when we started the show, so I'd like to hear from you first.
Yeah, I'm still kind of down. The second half, the third quarter specifically, didn't really leave me feeling great. And I think it was just like you're coming down from the first half. Like the first half, I was like, oh my God, like Mitch is actually a competent quarterback. The defense is what we expected it to be all year. I was feeling great. And then, when you watch Case Keenum and, Adrian Peterson, who's 1,000 years old, kind of move the ball on you a little bit. It took some of the air out of the balloon for me.
Were you feeling great because of the score or because of how we were playing or both?
I thought it was more about how we were playing.
There was a lot of sloppy penalties, though.
There were penalties, but like Mitch was, efficient with the ball. He wasn't forcing it places. It was like we kept being like, ooh, he hit Burton. Ooh, he hit Robinson. Like guys were open, and he was hitting them on time for the most part. Little curl route, just keeping the chains moving. And they got, again, creative in the running game. I don't know. I saw. I'm guessing they're feeling that you didn't. You're not reciprocating my feelings of the first half.
No. The first, listen, we scored 28 points, which mm-hmm. to say, that's.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
That's pace for 56.
That's what we needed. But obviously, a lot of setup from the defense, great field position. Mm-hmm. Just a couple drops in there from Mitch to Taylor Gabriel, and then obviously the beautiful throw. But I don't know. I can't get away from our offensive line penalties. Today, we've had, I think we had 9 for 51 today. Obviously not all in the offensive line, but still, yeah, we had 9 for 59. I don't know. Why are we playing so sloppy?
I think that's a league-wide problem. Yeah. I think that's something that, we you know, when you don't have training camp the way you used to, I think the start of the NFL season is always slow. Refs are calling things a little bit more tight. I think that could be a factor as well. There was some sloppiness, but I mean, Prince of Mukamara got called for two illegal hands to the face penalties. Yeah. And the one that I saw, it was so soft. So it's like, you know, are you going to be calling this in week six? Are you going to be calling this around Thanksgiving? Probably not. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't think it was. It was like stalls out the game, and it's annoying. I don't think it was like that alarming as like a characteristic of the team going forward.
Do you have one that you didn't like the most? At is there one penalty you're like, that fucking penalty stands out of the nine?
Not in particular. Like you said, there was a lot of hands to the face that kind of just killed the defensive momentum a little bit. Even though it was just hard to say for a team that has the 15 is the highest amount of points they allowed all year. But
I know.
I don't know. Just the ones on the offensive line. You know, Kyle Long had a rough one on the first drive.
Yep.
James Daniel had another bad one that Mitch got sacked after, and it was just a bad drive for the O-line. That might have been the second drive of the game, third drive of the game. But I, like we said, it was what started the game, what jolted us from the get-go? A defensive touchdown.
Yeah.
Which first one, I mean, that was just
ha-ha
pick six. Was just, it felt like last year. It felt like 18.
It did, and it was like you needed that. To feel good about the team, he needed them to be the Bears, and that was the Bears again. And it was, you know, it wasn't Eddie Jackson making the play. It was like his running mate. Like, I feel like they look like carbon copies of each other.
It did help
out
having
there.
Case Keenum sell a throw.
Yeah, that's sure. true. Yeah.
And that throw, that's like a textbook sailed throw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I mean, to Case Keenum as well, the defensive player who I think really stood out that, you know, maybe won't be – well, he'll definitely be the stage because of the second play, but Danny Trevathan.
He had his best game by far.
He's a thumper.
What was
yeah.
Booger calling that? The dead leg?
Yeah.
On that sack?
On that sack,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Just a nice little playing coy. Yep. A little bit of a delayed blitz there. Incredible play on that. And then obviously on the strip that really made us breathe easy in that second half.
Yep. I mean, it's Khalil. I mean, Khalil, like you talked about it last week, when he's a game wrecker, it's a whole, like the defense just looks completely different. And it's like, does Case Keenum sail a few of these passes if he's not getting sacked and rushed every single time? The front four really came to play. Leonard Floyd got after the quarterback. Yeah. I don't know if he registered an official sack. Felt like he was in the backfield all night long. So I don't know. I'm feeling good. I feel like, Ed, and you're maybe a little still down on Mitch. I mean, you want to circle back to that? Because,
No. I mean, I wouldn't say so. It was just more so on the ending. Well, you want me to, if you want to talk about
let's
down
go in
on
order.
Mitch.
Yeah, you talked about going in order. So,
okay,
like,
so let's go in order. Well, the Patterson, let's talk about the first touchdown. I'm known to be a Cordarrelle Patterson.
Hater is the word.
I wouldn't say that, but Nagy, nice play, draw up there to kind of get them within range. I think they were at the two, and that's when Mitch had that first touchdown pass. And I think that was that after the Khalil Mack forced fumble?
Yeah.
Or that, okay. So, yep. I mean, Mack's been sniffing around like crazy. Like, he's been so close to getting these for so many, like, at the beginning of the year right now. And just to see him get one, it's just, I don't know, there was a lot of vibes of last year in that one. Specifically in the second half, there was like a little bit of a Vikings game from last year.
Okay.
And the Packers week one, where we were kind of were shitting it away. But regardless, I don't know. We came out with the win.
Yeah. I think they really got off that start. Like, even Mitch just like throwing that easy touchdown to Gabriel was just like, all right, like off his chest. Like, Mitch has done something good. Like, they got one in the end zone. The defense is playing great. And it's like, we don't need Mitch to, you know, if you look at his stats, like, it's still not like overly impressive other than the completion percentage. But what else do you need him to do? Just move the sticks. The defense will help you out. I thought the running game actually got going a little bit. Like, this is one of Montgomery's better games, and it's like, I know Dave's kind of shaking his head over there, but when they needed to put the game away in the fourth, they turned to David Montgomery, and they put the game on ice.
Yeah, I'm not shaking my head at the ground game. I'm not disagreeing that the ground game didn't get going. I'm saying that it was still lopsided in favor of passes to rushes, 31-24. Yeah. I don't like that. I think it should be more, you know, 50-50, maybe 55-45 or so in favor of the run game. But to Nagy's credit, those passes were basically runs.
Well,
a lot
that's
of them.
What I was going
to
say. That's the beauty of running that RPO. Like, that's what you're getting. You're getting a lot of those West Coast looks where you're just giving it short, easy completions and yards after catch. And the Bears got a lot of guys that can do that. So
back to second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch led three straight touchdown drives.
Yeah, and that last one, obviously, Kyle Fuller had a pick in that first and second quarter. That last one was just beautiful. I mean, by Taylor Gabriel. I mean, we talked about my bet. I don't know. Like, I've bet legitimately.
This is no joke because you really do worship this bet. Like, before you go down this bet, as a third-party person, I know people listen to this. This is Ed's, like, the way my parents go to church on Sunday mornings. This is Ed's Sunday morning bet.
I love Taylor Gabriel over receptions every time, as long as it's in like the 3.5 range. And lately it's been the 2.5 range. I bet it week one, week two, didn't hit. And then, of course, he not only gets 3 receptions this week, he gets 3 fucking touchdown receptions. So
that's gambling.
I know. Yeah. It's incredible.
That's gambling.
Like, wait, hold on a second. Why didn't you take it this week? Did you forget, or were you like, no, I don't want
to? I just didn't want to do it. I was just like, I don't know. I just
did you lose a lot over the weekend?
Yeah, I lost this weekend. Okay. For sure, I lost.
Will you be taking the bet next weekend?
This
is something I want to follow, and I want like the internet to be following with you.
Well, I feel like I can't right now, right?
I feel like it's bad juju.
How about this? For those listening, hit Ed up on Twitter, at Eddie Barcel, and let him know if you think it's a good idea for him to take Taylor Gabriel next week. Who wants to ride the train with Ed?
Yeah, I'll take the advice from you all. How about that? That sounds great.
Yeah, that's fair.
Great ball control and great nice. I don't know if he hit the pylon on purpose. That might have been just wondering where his leg was swinging, but it worked. And the whole way through, I mean, nobody knows what the fuck a catch is. No one knows what the touchdown is anymore. But I watched them. I was like, yeah, that's a touchdown.
Needed the frame by frame. Like they need like the Zapruder film. They stop it here, and it's like, oh, he's got 2 hands on the ball, and that first foot it's down. Yeah. So that was great. Yeah.
I definitely enjoyed having five grown men in the room talking to each other about the catch. Like, is that the foot in? Is that the foot down? Like, those are the little things about sports people don't talk about in the box score, right? Yeah. Sitting around and bullshit with your friends trying to figure out, like, the pylon, is it? What if the ball changes hands while he's hitting the pylon, White Sox Dave?
I was the only one who was right about that rule so far.
About hitting the pylon?
Yeah.
It was a completed catch.
I'm pretty sure that is why it was a completed catch. He only had 1 foot in bounds. But no. Never
after,
know,
regard, after
whatever,
review,
whatever, 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 review, whatever. It was a fucking touchdown, and I will take this to the grave that is the best throw that Mitch Trubisky has made thus far in his career. On the run, off his back foot, and he put it exactly where it needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I don't know, maybe it's his coming out party. Hopefully it is. He did have that one stupid fucking interception late in the game.
I mean, that's what we're going to talk about. If we're going to flip over to third quarter, we're going to flip over to the second half. I mean, that interception was inexcusable.
But we have to talk about halftime, though.
Halftime.
Because at halftime, you had a great video. You're talking about, like, we're going to win this game. And I think this does kind of set the stage for a little bit, like, where are our nerves in halftime after that first half?
There's no way we're losing this game.
No fucking
way. There's no way we're losing that fucking
game.
Yeah,
Case Keenum looks like a bag of shit.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no way we're losing this. I felt incredibly comfortable. And then after that pick in the third quarter, that's where it got a little
hairy.
What are we doing here?
That pick was so bad that I immediately was like, it has to have just been a miscommunication. Like, he thought, I think he thought, who was the receiver? It was Robinson, right? I bet you he was like, Robinson's going, you know, short out route to the near pylon, and Robinson went to the far pylon on the fade. Like, that's the only way that you can.
Even so,
I hate to break it to you, but if it's Allen Robinson, you know Mitch is wrong. Allen Robinson will be right in that case. Then, if it's Allen Robinson,
you're probably right. It looked like he was throwing it to Josh Norman on purpose on that.
That was terrible.
Yeah. That was just ugly. Terrible. And that's going to be the narrative for the next week. Like, oh, he torched him for a half, and then he threw that dumbass fucking pick.
And I said, though, I not say right after that? I said that Nagy made a good call. He had to do that because you have to get Mitch ready for those plays. Yeah. Like, we're going to need him to make a throw like that and whatever. So I didn't mind that they didn't run. Like, they were close, but it was just like, we need Mitch to start hitting those. So
right call, wrong throw. Yeah. I mean, that's like, it's baffling how bad that interception was.
Bad.
Yeah.
Like, that bad, bad.
It's almost as bad as the Green Bay 1 week.
Yeah, Josh Norman's a good corner.
No, he's not.
He got roasted today.
He's fucking terrible.
No, he's had 1 good year 6 years ago.
Yeah.
No.
Got paid and was just like,
Ed, what else
this.
You got on the list there, man? I mean, the pick was bad, but like defense third quarter, do you have notes on that? Or
defensive third quarter, I mean, it seemed like they played soft. Like they were kind of almost not in a prevent, but
they were playing bend don't break.
Yeah, there was definitely like a little let's try to, let's just get out of here alive kind of attitude.
They also took a lot of the starters out.
Yeah, like Nick Kwiatkowski was playing there a lot. And
Mac was out. Yeah, like, you know, it was,
I don't know. So it's just it's just one of those things where it's like, I don't know if they thought they had it in the bag. I mean, we thought we had it in the bag. So imagine how they felt like when they actually see a guy like Case Keenum across with them, like, hey, like, let's just not be stupid here. Let's just kind of,
yeah,
let's run out this clock and let's get home. Let's get ready for the Vikings. But I mean, we did have an injury. We did have a couple injuries, which are actually a big, big concern. Akeem Hicks left with a knee injury. Taylor Gabriel left with a concussion. Two key guys. So, we'll see if I could even make my bet next week.
Yeah. Will you shift it over to Anthony Miller?
I don't know. I mean, he finally got going.
He had one catch. What's the deal with that, man?
I don't know. I mean, like I said, one catch is better than nothing, which he had previously. But
I feel like Cordell Patterson's just, like, forced a lot of packages that Nagy wants because of his speed. I don't want to get into a rabbit hole on, like, X's and O's and stuff, but, like, Cordell Patterson comes in. It's obviously a Nagy thing. And I just feel like in that you're going to lose, you're going to miss out. Somebody's got to take a beating a little bit. I'm like, okay, well, Anthony Miller, you're still behind Taylor Gabriel and you're still behind Allen Robinson. But to your point, I don't like the fact he's behind Cordell Patterson. Cordell Patterson is not part of the long-term future of the organization.
Cordell
Patterson.
Anthony
Miller could be.
I mean, obviously different positions, but if we're talking about just being involved in the offense, four carries. Terry Cohen, four carries. Mike Davis, one. David Montgomery, 13. So, Cordero,
yeah, completely from like a scheme standpoint, like, what are we trying to do? Like, are we trying to run sweeps with Cordell Patterson, or are we trying to get Anthony Miller open out of the slot? Like, we are straying completely from traditional.
Well, yeah, so I'll ask you guys, did you not like the way the offense was run today?
No, it was fine. Okay. He had three targets. Yeah. I liked that Trey Burton, he only had four catches for 20 yards, but he was getting going. Mm-hmm. It felt good to see him active, you know?
I always say this about Trey Burton. Yeah. I think he's so important to Nagy's play calling, and I think he's so important to getting other guys open on the field. Like, I really do feel, because that was when they signed Trey Burton, like, right away in the offseason, and it was just to me like, okay, you go get Nagy, and it seems to me like this is a guy Nagy wants and just can, like, you can use him to just get so many other people open. I already made that point.
Yeah, and then HaHa had another pick, so two-pick day for HaHa, which was great to see. Eddie Pinero, where are we at on that?
I can't believe they had him fucking kick in the fourth.
Yeah, that was. I didn't like that at all. That just didn't seem like.
Just get healthy, man.
Yeah. I mean, how did he get hurt lifting? What is he doing?
Why is he even in the weight room?
I don't know.
Get out of the way. You're a fucking kicker.
Oh, God.
Kicker.
If it's like something like a box jump or a box step up where, like, you're trying to push the envelope, like, yo, put another box on there. Let me see if I can hit it. Like,
it's a pinched nerve, I think they said, right?
I don't know exactly what it is.
But. Is football the same as baseball? And they're like in-season workouts in baseball are like, just don't, like, do something so you don't get hurt. Like, you're just trying not to, like, get fat and, like, whatever. Yeah, you're not trying to build everything up. I can't imagine it's any different for a fucking kicker.
No, I don't think so. That's probably, like, his usual regime. Like, he's just.
What were you thinking?
Eddie's being Eddie. When I found out he got hurt?
Yeah, I mean, like, his shit tonight.
I was like, this is a joke. That when I heard he got hurt. Initially on like Saturday or Sunday, I was like, "How? Like, of course,
right?
This would happen to the Bears.
The first time they ever
had a
kicker.
53-yarder in fucking Denver on the road, and we're not gonna have this guy back. This guy's fucking trotting around doing the media circuit, and this guy's like not gonna play week three. It's incredible. And then, like I said, I don't know why. I mean, he was in case if we really needed him, but we didn't need him in this. You know, even in that the one where he missed, like it was still, we still were in a situation where we could have gone for it. So I don't know, kind of weird, but. At the end of the day, I don't know how he feels. And, you know, it could just be like he has to walk funny. That's why he was limping, but he still feels okay. So I don't know.
It was a considerable limp. I told myself he just dropped like a plate on his toe.
Plate's a good one. If it's the limp, I thought I was thinking about this. Is the limp like one of those limps you limp when you're limping to let everybody know that, like, yo, you know, I didn't miss the 44. Like, I'm out here doing the 38. Like, I am still a little, you know, just a little embellished limp.
Yeah, just to let the people know. I see what you're saying.
I don't know, Dave.
Maybe. I mean, he does seem like that kind of flamboyant
kind of character.
Like,
would you put it past Eddie Pinero to just remind a national audience, so like, by the way, I'm out here.
I'm a tough kicker. I'm not a regular kicker. I'm a tough
kicker. I do lay a little spin zone there. We have a tough kicker.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah.
How many other people? Martin Gramatica, he hurt his knee. He didn't kick on that hurt.
Yeah, it was his brother.
Right. His brother hurt his head. Yeah. Bill hurt his head. He ran into the fucking in the mat.
Yeah, but you guys were probably too young for this. Martin Gramatica tore his ACL.
Oh, yes.
I thought that was Bill.
Hey, old guy Carl here.
I think Bill was the one who ran with his head down. No, who was that? No.
You think that's Gus Frat.
Gus Frat. Sorry. Yeah. Yes, you're right. Yeah.
Gus Frat was a backup quarterback, I think, for the Rams and the Chiefs. But you're onto something.
Redskins, Vikings. Sorry. Yeah.
I apologize. I was way off.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Elvis Gerback. That's who you're thinking of.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I thought that. But can we talk about for a second, how did Bill Gramatica and Martin Gramatica? It's incredible.
They're a phenomenal family. I think they're from South America, aren't they?
How do you get two brothers in there like that?
Yeah.
And kick footballs.
Yeah, they're like 5'5". They're like little yo-yos. You just wind
they're
them up.
They're jackies.
Right?
Yeah. So overall, I mean, are we are we positive about this or what? Are you, Carl, are you just happy we got a road win and prime time? Or are you a little like, well, you know, there's still things we got to do?
I thought it was sloppier than it should have been in the second half. You take a road win, road wins, road wins, road win. Like, and I also did handicap this one to be a lot closer. So
okay, Chief.
No, I feel really good. It's one of those ones, like you said, Ed, beforehand, if they lost, it would be like the sky is falling. And there's you can't take a week off because everyone in the division is good. The Lions are 2-0-1. Packers are undefeated. Vikings are looking like a pretty strong team too. So it's just if you go to 1-2, now you're climbing. You know, you're already two games back of everyone. So,
Dave? Yeah, I mean, you never can be really pissed at a road win, but that second half. I mean, like I said earlier, they were playing bend don't break. Fuller was playing really soft coverage, just letting him get the 5 yard, you know, 5 yard completion, go and tackle him, keep him in bounds. But Vikings coming up, a lot of division games coming up. Take what you can get. Let's fucking keep it rolling.
Well, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, I told you in the car, I think, earlier today that if we lose this game, you might as well cancel the season.
Yeah.
Because they got it. Something came out. Someone had a tweet. I forget where I read it. That the Bears upcoming have the toughest schedule in the whole NFL. You can't beat the fucking Redskins. You might as well pack it in. Like, that simple. So they got it done. Didn't like exactly everything about the game. But they got it done. On the road, like you said, on Monday Night Football. But the true test awaits. I mean, we are really, really going to see, I think, what we are on Sunday against the Vikings.
That's a real one. It's a home one. You don't want to start 0-2 at home. I don't know. I mean, I think they've got a chance here to be right there at the top. They win that game, I think they probably win their next three. And then you're in great shape.
Just go through the schedule.
Yeah, it's
nope. We're going through the schedule.
All the way. Raiders. Yep. That should be a
starting
win
right now. So we have
Vikings. Yep. Vikings. Raiders. Bye.
Can we point something? I'm sorry to keep cutting. Mm-hmm. The Vikings game is a 325 Soldier Field game at the end of September in Chicago. What a gift. So I just want to say thank you for the 325. That tailgate scene is going to be
awesome. Oh, that's going to be a drunk crowd. Ooh, baby.
There will be responsible Millers consumed in that parking lot.
Very, very responsibly.
Oh, fuck yes, dude. That lot opens at 11.
You know what? I'm looking at the schedule now. Vikings win, Raiders win, all Saints right, Breeze is gone right, win, Chargers you. Win, Eagles stink win, Lions stink.
Lions don't stink, but
I mean, I'm honestly, Lions I'm circling stink. A couple of the ones that give me a headache, and like, you know, first the New York Giants with Daniel Jones coming on late.
Hey, let's collect our bearings. Let's think about the Vikings. We'll talk more about that game on our Thursday show. But that's it for today. Let's send it over to our guy Gas Money Bob, who's going to give us a Week 3 beatdown win for the 85 Bears.
Doosh.
What's up, fellas? It's Gas Money Bob. I'm here to tell you about Thursday, September 19th, 1985. Bears at the Minnesota Vikings. It was a Monday night football production on a Thursday night. Ditka, who was calling the place the Roller Dome all week, came and put on a pair of skates and skated around. Classic Ditka move. McMahon was out of the game. He had neck spasms all week, so Steve Fuller got the start. Wasn't very good to start. Got a couple of butthead field goals, but they were down 10-6 at the half. After another Butler field goal to start the third quarter, though, Tommy Kramer connected with Mike Jones to put the Vikings up 17-9. But then McMahon, who was bugging Dick all game trying to get in, finally coach let him in the game. Very first play, 70-yard bomb to Speedy Willie Gault. Next possession, Wilbur Marshall picks off Kramer. And very next play from McMahon, his second play of the game, he connects with Dennis McKinnon for another score. I believe it was 25 yards. But he wasn't done yet. On the Bears' very next possession, after moving the ball a few plays, McMahon sees McKinnon again, wide open, connects 43-yard strike for the touchdown. The Bears come back and win. It was a classic game. It was the game that everybody says kind of propelled them towards their Super Bowl dreams. They're 3-0 on the season. The Vikings fell to 2-1. And that's about it. It was a classic game. Go on YouTube and watch it if you haven't seen it before. Next week, we've got we're going to talk about an absolute beating that the Bears put on the Washington Redskins in Week 4. Good talking to you. Bear down.
How about hike?